guys. So last time I did a little episode, it was about just doing it and action and all that. And now I'm going to talk a little bit about the other side of it, the mental thing. So finding your why. Why do you want to get fit now? Why? What is going to make you excited to get fit? I was doing groceries today and I was buying healthy food, you know, for my clean eating that I'm doing and everything. And, you know, I was very tempted to just be like, oh, today I could just have something bad. Maybe I should just grab that, you know, ice cream and just go home and have some. You know, it doesn't make a big difference. It's one day, I'll start over tomorrow, that type of thing. I'm sure you've all been there. It's that voice in your head telling you something like that. And I thought to myself, you know what? Let me think about the reasons why I want to get fit, and that's going to keep me from eating that ice cream and buying it. So I think, you know, it's easy to say you want to get fit, you want to look good, you want to this, but I think it's really important to get a specific thing that you can get that picture in your head of why you're doing this. So, and it doesn't have to be the only reason why, obviously, but something really like big or scary or, you know, whatever works for you. For me, you know, fitness competitions have done it in the past. So it could be a vacation. It could be like some just an event you want to look amazing for. It doesn't have to be the only reason you're losing weight, but it's just a really good thing you can imagine yourself in at that time, right? So you can envision yourself, you know, in that little hot black dress at that party that you want to look amazing at, or you can envision yourself on that beach in the bikini looking like the hottest version of yourself ever. You know, I've got all sorts of things. I try and think of one thing, and it doesn't have to be a vacation or event. You can think of something totally different. Maybe you just want to, you know, but think of a specific thing, right? You want to, you know, look amazing in, you know, whatever, or feel amazing at whatever. Think of something that you can really, really imagine in your head so that when you're out and you're like, oh, maybe I'll skip my workout, or, oh, maybe I'll have some cake, or I think I'll just pull up to the drive-thru and have a burger. Things like that. When you start thinking of those things, bring that into your mind. Like, see yourself in that time, in that goal time of yours. So figure out your why. You know, it helps maybe to write down point form quickly, just all your whys. Like, why do you want to lose weight? Why do you want to get fit? Why, whatever it is. So think of all your whys. Write them all down. And then, you know, there may be big whys, like, you know, to be healthier, to look better, all this stuff. But what I'm urging you to do is to find one specific event or outfit that you want to rock, or something that involves a lot of emotion for you. Something that will, you know, it will get you riled up and excited. You want to be excited. If you're not excited about what you're doing, you're probably not going to want to do it. The excitement of the burger or the cake is going to be greater then. So you really want to be super excited about this goal of yours. It might be a photo shoot. It might be a beach vacation. It might be a party. It might be, you know, I don't know what. There's so many options, right? It might be your birthday. Maybe it's a big landmark birthday that you want to look your best for and just be a shock everyone and be like, yeah, this is me. So try and figure out something like that. I've had some of these and they were ridiculous things. They were just funny things, but they really did, I don't know, they really mattered to me. And so that would really get me going. I'd be like, that's going to happen and I'm going to look amazing at that. I'm going to feel great. I'm going to be my best self at that event. And then that would get me going at the gym. That would keep me on my diet. That would keep me going. So really try and figure out your why. What is your why? Because without a why, you know, there's not much emotion or excitement about a goal. If you just say, I just want to lose weight and get fit, you know, that's very random and kind of not specific, right? If you get specific and you get that image in your head of yourself, the way you want to be, and how all this working out and eating clean is going to make you, then that's going to be super powerful. So find your why, and then once you've found your why, you need to keep reminding yourself of that. Don't just file that away, throw it under the bed, whatever, it's in the cobwebs of your mind. You know, bring that out all the time, every day, think about that why. Even if it's just a party. party or something like that. It might seem meaningless, but if there's emotion attached to it and you're feeling excited about that, then use that. Use whatever you can to get you to stay on that path and get out of bed and work out at 5 in the morning and eat clean. You know, have it in your mind all day when people are offering you snacks and when people are, you know, saying, oh, that can't be done, or when you're, you know, feeling weak or whatever. You bring that image up, and the more you bring it up, the better you're going to be at triggering that and bringing it into your mind, right? So just have that on hand. It's an amazing tool just to get over anything and to push you further, to make you do more and feel, and also to make you excited to do more. Not be like, oh, I have to go work out. It's like, yes, I get to go work towards this amazing goal of mine, right? So get excited, get that in your head, just be excited about reaching this goal and know your whys, know all your whys, but especially that one that's in your head and you have that image in your head for that one, it might not be big, that one important to you goal. And it might be a superficial goal, it might be looking amazing in a dress, that's okay, don't demerit that, that's all right. You can have goals of looking amazing. It doesn't make you a shallow person. That's just something, that's one part of the goal. It doesn't mean that's all, but that's something you can envision in your head more than just, oh, it's a good feeling, or I'm healthy. You know, often superficial type goals, they might seem superficial. Like people often don't want to say, I want to look sexy in a bikini. But, you know, sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes that's the easiest thing to envision, right? And sometimes you really do want that. So don't tell yourself you don't want that. It's in your head. It's not that you don't have to tell me or anyone else. It can just be something in your head, right? And think about this goal when you wake up. Think about this goal when you go to bed. Think about this goal throughout the day, throughout all the challenges you go through to be healthy, right? This is going to help you. It's more than just a goal. It's this vision you have in your head. It's better than a mantra or a goal or anything, as those are amazing. But this is more powerful, having that vision in your head to help you get through everything. I also wanted to talk briefly about feeling the fear and doing it anyways. This could be a total another episode, and it might be at some point, but just it kind of goes along with this whole vibe that I'm on today. So feel the fear and do it anyways. Lots of things might scare you. For me, I was terrified to take a boxing class at one point, but you know what? I felt the fear and did it anyways, and it was amazing. It was the start of a brand new journey for me, and I totally got into that. It was amazing workout, amazing time. Certain things scare me. I try and do at least one thing every day that scares me, and not scares me in a bad way, but scares me in a way that I'm going to be pushing myself further, and I'm going to expand my horizons. I'm going to become a better person by these things. So not something like, you know, joining a gang or like something really like life-threatening or scary, but something like, you know, doing something that scares you. You know, walking into a gym if you're intimidated by it, going into the big weight section if you stay on cardio equipment usually, joining a dance class that you feel totally uncoordinated in, but you want to do, joining a boxing class, you know, things like this. There's many other things, you know, going out and meeting new people, things that might scare you. I'm not a good public speaker, but look at me, I'm doing these episodes all the time. So do one thing that scares you every day to expand your horizons. And this goes with your goals. So this is why I wanted to talk a little bit about this. When you're thinking about your whys and that thing you want in your head, make it something a little scary, just a little bit of scare. So, you know, a lot of people think fitness competitions, being up in your bikini and being judged on your body in a little skimpy bikini, that's pretty scary. That's a scary one. So, you know, that's good. I find that awesome. I really, really like a little bit of, like, it makes it a little more pressure and exciting, right? So, feel the fear and do it anyways. Don't shy away from things that you just because you feel a little uncomfortable about it, right? You're never going to bust through plateaus. You're never going to, get crazy goals if you just stay comfortable all the time. So, you know, it doesn't have to be a super scary thing, but something that kind of inside scares you, right? Maybe you're not comfortable in a bikini. Maybe you're not comfortable in a little black dress. Maybe these are things that you should strive for. So don't count those out of your, when you're trying to think of your goal and your vision in your head, don't count things out that you didn't do in the past. It's usually the things you didn't do in the past that you should be aiming to do now. Keep growing as a person. And I'm not saying growing as a person equals wearing a bikini, but it could be that. It could be something else. It could be running a marathon. You know, maybe you've only run 20 minutes ever in your life and you're scared of running, you know, for 2 hours or something like that. But maybe that's what you need to try. Just bust through those things. And the more plateaus you bust through and things that you thought you couldn't do and then you do, that's going to lead to more and more and more and just doing everything, because you're going to believe in yourself more. You're going to see, wow, I could do that. And now maybe I could do that. And maybe I could do that other thing. And it's just going to be this ripple effect, and you're going to have the momentum to keep going. So every day, believe in yourself and do something that's a little scary to you, right? Like, what are you going to do today that you don't usually do, that you might have put off for a long time, right? Think about that. Think about something that you've been putting off and you're like, oh, I'm kind of scared to do that. I don't know if I have it in me. You know, do that today. Do that this week. Do that now, you know. Just do it. You know, me, I hate talking on the phone. This is something I'm trying to work on. I try and just, you know, it sounds silly, but it could be as little as that. Maybe it's something you don't like doing and you feel really uncomfortable doing, but, you know, it's going to bring you a lot of good stuff, right? So as a businesswoman, it's really awful not to talk on the phone. It's not a good business practice at all, because a lot of people want that personal contact. So I work almost every day on trying to just be like, I'm going to pick up my phone for a few phone calls. And you can do it bit by bit. It doesn't have to be all or nothing, once again, right? So you can try to do a little bit of something. Try to do a little bit of something else. Going to the gym is a big one. A lot of people very intimidated by the gym, and they tell themselves, oh, I hate the gym. You don't know if you hate the gym. Maybe you love the gym. Maybe you need to give it a chance. You need to try it out. So things like that, it doesn't have to be the gym. It might be something else. It might be trying a new food. It might be, you know, reaching out to someone. It might be talking to someone you wouldn't normally talk to. It might be wearing something you wouldn't normally wear. It might be going for a job that you never went for, you know? It could be many, many things. And just putting yourself out there every day and keeping that goal in mind and putting yourself out there in every way that's going to bring you that goal. Okay, so think about what you're going to do today that might be a little scary, and push your boundaries and get that goal in your head, okay? Get it in your head and have an amazing day. We'll talk tomorrow. See you guys.